Good morning. It's the 29th of August. In our New Testament reading, we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm going to read to you from Brother Michael Ashton's book on Corinthians. We are considering now the breaking of bread. I read. The deepest disgrace in the Corinthian ecclesia involved partisanship, envy, and pride, and this impacted on the breaking of bread. Division and schism in an ecclesia will always manifest itself at the Lord's table. A brother or sister may even choose to stay away rather than eat or drink with one who has caused them some offence. In Corinth, the deep divisions that possibly carried over from the cosmopolitan nature of the surrounding society were flagrantly perpetuated, so that they were no longer eating the Lord's Supper, but their own. The root cause must be tackled, the disease and not just the symptoms. And the apostle was following the Lord's advice in such matters, who said, "If you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift." That's Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. The problem in Corinth flowed from the divisions and factions in the ecclesia, and Paul had already given commandments about them at the beginning of his letter. How individual brethren and sisters respond to such situations becomes an important test of their discipleship. When difficulties lead to intemperate behaviour, a person is shown in his or her true colours. In recounting the information he received directly from the Lord about the first breaking of bread occurred, the apostle pointedly drew a parallel between their behaviour and that of Judas. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. That's from verse 23. The feast, which was designed to bring strength and comfort to generations of believers, was actually initiated when human wickedness and evil schemes were being directed at the Son of God, and when one of his own disciples was preparing to betray him. By behaving unthinkingly and without regard for their brothers and sisters, the Corinthians were following in Judas' footsteps. They were guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. It is difficult to imagine a more scathing or comprehensive criticism of their behaviour at the breaking of bread. This was a shock tactic intended to shame them. But before we sit back complacently with the thought that nothing like that happens today, each brother or sister needs to look carefully into his or her own heart to see if the Lord's sacrifice is being denied in any way by similar behaviour. Paul's comments about the breaking of bread are not the first time the Corinthian brethren and sisters were properly informed about its details. When he wrote, "I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you," in verse 23, he revealed that they already knew about the Last Supper. He had instructed them personally when he was there. And by saying, "I received, I delivered," he was declaring that the message was not his, but the Lord's. They were not altering Paul's arrangements, but those of the Lord Jesus himself. Very graphically, the broken bread was designed to show the need of brethren and sisters to be one loaf, one body. In Corinth, the body was broken. It was divided and not united. And this was being manifested on the very occasion that should have reminded them of the reconciliation achieved through Christ's death and resurrection. And so we are all exhorted to examine ourselves and our attitude to our brothers and sisters, because that attitude reflects our attitude to the one who died for us. Thank you for listening to me.